3.
Thanks for playing along, Oscar.
3.
More chips.
2-1. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mike O'Mara, your charming host. And before we get started, I normally... Thank you. Woo! Thank you all. Thank you all very much. Before we get started on this, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to do something that I wouldn't do during the regular body of the show. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to allow Mr. French, otherwise known as RJ / Raymond... to tell a story, a story of something that happened right outside our studios here in scenic, beautiful Manassas, or as I like to call it, Devil Town.
Are you familiar with the content of this story?
I am familiar with the content.
Would you call it vignette appropriate?
I don't think it's a classic vignette, but it is a story about always write down license plates.
Oh. Yeah.
Especially on your street. Right.
Yes.
Does it have intrigue?
Do we have any witnesses to it? Did you see any of this?
No, sir.
Nobody saw this?
Just
Why are you looking at me filled with dread?
Because it's not really... a good story.
It's a terrible story.
Yes.
It's a story about child abuse.
Yes. Exactly.
It happened right outside. Whereabouts did it happen? Right out in front of this building.
Directly in front of your
house. So if it
house.
Has child abuse, there is definitely intrigue, and also it's very, very controversial.
Right in front of this house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Human trafficking?
No, tell the story.
This is
RJ.
Like
this is really not funny.
You know what this is like? This is like Dateline RJD.
There's no laugh in this.
Right. No.
I mean that's
no. That's right. No. It's just like
do
any
I have asparagus in my teeth.
No, I think that's just decay.
It's not decay. Stop it.
Is it green, Mike?
I don't know. All right, tell your story.
Get ready, America, and remember, this is not funny.
This is not funny.
This is not funny.
Just
this
like many vignettes before
this
it.
This is not funny.
It's just a shocking event that I witnessed.
Right.
I'm pulling up in front of the house to get out to come to the show. You know, nice day. I'm ready to go. Laugh, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
A woman passes me and immediately stops on the other side of the island in front of your house.
Okay.
She rushes out the front door.
She would be going southbound.
She's heading toward to...
southbound on Grant Avenue.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you say she out of the front door of her car...
Correct.
Okay, so she leaves her car.
She leaped out of the front door. Excuse me.
Should she jump out to get a cough drop?
No. She reached for the back door and swung it open really hard.
Mm-hmm. So she's...
so hard, a baby bottle came flying out onto the street.
Oh, no.
So now I know that there's an infant in the back.
Let me stop. Does she pull over to the side?
Yes.
Or, so she pulls over to the side of the street.
But she doesn't... she wasn't riding her brakes as she passed me. She slammed on the brakes really quick.
So this happens in front of you?
In front of me.
Yes.
Where did she pass you?
While I was parked. She passed me in front of your house and then immediately pulled right over.
When she slammed on the brakes.
Now she's headed northbound.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grant
yes, she was.
Yes.
I was thinking.
Oh,
I
so
said 234.
You've already
direction.
Pulled the car into in right. front of my house and she goes past you
the
and stops
direction.
Right and pulls over right like in front of you.
Correct. And this is what I'm witnessing as I'm gathering my stuff to leave the car. She's hustling to the back door, rips the door open.
She's bustling, Mike.
And this is the sad part.
He doesn't do this very often.
This is the sad part.
Yes.
She's wailing her arms like she's hitting the kid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And this is obviously a real little bitty that we're talking about here.
Sucking on a bottle still. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm freaking out. This is not right. And as I'm watching this, another passerby happened to see it going on and stopped right next to the woman.
Okay, let me ask you this. When she's pulled over in front of you, she jumps out of the front. Where is the, obviously the car seat, if she even had one, is it located directly in back of her or is it in back of the passenger side?
It appears to be in back of her, the driver's seat.
The driver's seat.
So
she is standing out on the traffic side of the road.
She rips her door open, leaves her door open.
Yes.
Rips the second door open, leaves it open too, obviously, and she's in the car wailing away.
So when another car goes by, they can see this from the street.
So this other woman saw her, pulls immediately over in front, and it proceeds to get out of her car. She's rustling. What appears to look like she's looking for her phone to take a picture.
Oh.
But she didn't get it in time. The original woman hustles back in her car, sees what's going on, and beats feet.
Drives away.
Wow, beats
so
cheeks.
Now the woman is...
beats tires.
Yeah, yeah.
Beats
she's hauling.
Right.
So, and she hurried to pick the bottle up off the street to get it back in the car. No evidence.
Now, I know you saw the bottle, but did you actually see a child?
Maybe there was a bee in the back seat, and she was trying to swat it away from
that
her
could
child.
Be, and you know,
Oscar, I would hope that would be the
let's
case.
Let's hope for that.
Did you hear crying?
The way, no, I couldn't hear anything.
Only
that
his
was,
own.
That was
the
mean.
Way I saw the woman react to it who stopped the second to watch it.
Uh-huh.
I could tell it was not a pretty event going on.
Did you speak to the second woman?
No, because she had pulled off while I was walking out. I was actually walking toward her to see if she got a
number. How close were you to this woman's car, the original woman that did this?
You know, the island that's in front of your house. that separates our your neighbor.
Yeah,
The meat, right, immediately on the other side of that island, she pulled over.
See, you how say the other side. Oh, the island. Okay.
How right, long does it take the median, for you to walk island. That distance? Because I feel like if the
Oscar,
woman is beating
this
her child.
This whole thing happened inside.
Unfortunately, there would be no rescue.
No, listen.
There would be no
not,
rescue
not
if you were
day.
Going to do it.
I attempted
200
to approach.
Souls were lost.
If I, and
you
now,
said there weren't going to be any laughs.
Now, for a light moment,
yes.
The reason he's talking, we're talking about your speed.
Man of action.
And if we could get that microphone and just kind of put it out towards the door, what I'd like to do is just an illustration of RJ's speed.
Right,
and
Jesus.
I'm going to do my impression with an unlocked door. This is RJ.
Keep your mic full open.
This is RJ when he comes into my house.
Mike has removed his headphones and gotten up from his...
Are we going to open the protective curtains?
Don't exaggerate,
the force
Mike,
field.
I've lost 60 pounds now. I do move faster.
Mike's opened the studio
that
curtains.
That is true.
All right.
So faster is relative.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate the speed at which RJ comes into my house.
Okay? All right.
All right, perfect.
Mike is...
Both doors completely.
Right.
Oscar, can you go open the curtains further?
The
because
door, if you can give me a nice 3-2-1 count.
Yeah, let's get a visual.
Yeah, and actually, hold on 1 second because we'll turn your video camera, Mike, so we can actually see this.
Okay.
All the way on the curtains. There we go.
Right.
Because what we have here is a presentation.
Stop blocking! Yeah. I will recreate RJ coming in.
Oscar,
right?
Give me a 3 count.
Oscar, all right, get ready, America.
Stop. Mike now going
three
out.
Okay,
doors.
Everybody.
3-2-1
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is RJ coming in the door every day.
Oh, my God.
A bit exaggerated.
A bit.
Here it comes.
But you get the idea, and that's true.
Not yet through the door.
Christ, I haven't even seen Mike yet. Jesus.
Exactly.
I see an elbow, which we typically see with RJ.
That's right.
And there he is.
There he is.
Around the corner.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Jesus.
He's arrived.
Why do I look wasted? How'd that happen?
Yeah, why do you?
You know, really, that would be something for you to answer,
look at,
RJ.
Look at me. Holy Jesus.
Hey, RJ, how's it going?
Oh, I feel great. No.
Actually,
hit the music.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't know what to do, Rabbi. Every night he listens to the radio. I can't keep him away. I say go to the beach, play in the sun, get some fresh air. No. The Lone Ranger, the Shadow, the Master Avenger.
This is not good. This boy needs discipline. Radio. It's all right once in a while. Otherwise, it tends to induce bad values, false dreams, lazy habits. Listening to the radio, these stories of foolishness and violence, this is no way for a boy to grow up.
You speak the truth, my faithful Indian companion.
Rabbi, you say my faithful Indian companion?
Hey, don't hit my son.
What kind of upbringing is this?
Look, I'll hit him, but you don't hit him.
I know better how to teach my children.
I'll hit him.
No,
leave him alone.
No, I'll hit him because you are too lenient.
Oh, I'm lenient? What? That's lenient? That's lenient?
I am a faithful Indian? Such an impertinence?
Rabbi, I will teach him some manners. You
so
and
lenient.
That radio.
Think that's lenient?
Enough, enough. You'll hurt the boy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
I'm enjoying Mike. A little bubble gum right now.
That's your new thing, gum right before the show.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah.
My own breath is bothering me right now.
Wow, what you need is to have wind behind you.
You've offended yourself.
Yeah. Remember when Don had the tongue scraper?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I still use one.
Because of the cigars that he smoked?
Yeah.
Right, right.
I need to get me one of those.
You're back on the cigar
train.
Yeah,
when did you start smoking again?
Cigars!
Okay. What does that mean?
All right, good night, everybody.
Well, when you say smoking, you know, it's not cooler.
Well, a little.
I've enjoyed now two nights in a row a lovely cigar on the sun porch and watched a little of my Red Sox.
What's your brand now? Macanudo used to be your
Ashton.
Guy. Very good. Mild,
Macanudo,
as I
recall. Macanudo was back a million years ago.
But that
ago.
Was when it all started.
My most recent incarnation was Padron.
Of course.
I like the Padron. A little heavy for me now. The Ashton, I can't say enough about it. We ought to get him as a sponsor.
Do you think
that's how good those cigars
are. Do you think it's your breath or do you think it's your discarded bowl of garlic goo that's next to you.
My garlic goo was my garlic and my asparagus and garlic and olive oil.
And string bean.
What do I call it? Mike O'Mara's asparagus.
Oh. Sounds tasty.
It was delicious.
How about Omeragas?
It was Omeragas.
They don't make a porcelain strong enough to withstand this.
I can't talk with gum in my mouth. I can't talk.
We learned that yesterday when you were recording the intros for the best of.
And how's the flavor mix of bubble gum with garlic?
I just needed something sweet to cleanse the palate, and I didn't have any sorbet.
Well, I'll tell you who's sweet is today's sponsor.
Ah, that's right. Thanks, Rob. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
You know, it's really bad if he's doing that.
Yeah. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
We are lost.
Jesus, help us all. This is Mike O'Mara. Omarashow.com. It is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011, and we are over 8 million downloads and still growing. Our show today, as Rob so nicely mentioned, is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Yay. For all your printing needs, business cards, checks, calendars, keychains, magnets, and a whole lot more.
You get the idea.
Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com. But please, if you're going to do that,
yes,
we urge you to go through our website.
Yes, we do.
Thank you in advance. Anyway, on the program today, we're going to get an update on Mr. Spiewak and his lovely gay friend that he is having a fight with.
My power bottom.
That's right. We are going to... I have no idea why I wrote something down. I will get to it last. Sometimes my brain works in mysterious ways.
I like the mysterious pieces of show prep.
You know what's nice? Now that I'm doing my show prep on the iPad, I will tell you that I can tell you exactly when I did this show prep, and it was yesterday at 4:54 p.m.
Seems like a good time.
Someone tell me what type of homosexual thought was coursing through my veins that allowed me to write Leo DiCaprio or Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Why did I write that down? I have no idea.
I know exactly why.
Yeah. Why?
You were watching the probably the horrible Channel 4 news.
No, I wasn't.
And then, yesterday one of the stories that broke was the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
I was watching that on CNN.
And Leo is number one, and I'm sure Johnny Depp is number two.
Well, we'll discuss it perhaps.
Or maybe number three.
Perhaps will, and then we'll just do a men's fitness magazine.
Very good.
It'll be a news magazine.
It's time to re-up your subscription.
Robin Pat update. The United States is growing mad. Rats are leaving town. The best websites and an internet warning.
Warning.
Now, the interesting thing is, the internet warning concerns me. I'll start with that. And I can't tell you. I was mentioning this yesterday, how dumb I feel about what I did. I was somehow...
Did someone lace your cigar with something?
No. I mean, I was completely lucid.
I had my
wits about me, Rob.
That is so not like you. The guy who won't even go on Xbox Live because you're creeped out that somehow someone's going to come into your house through the headset. Mm-hmm. Now you send out your SSN to all these people?
I have probably gotten 11 to 12 phone calls from mortgage bankers based on, and I don't even care. I wouldn't even care now if they said, we've got you a refi rate, you're already pre-approved, you start your monthly payments Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't give a rat's ass.
But on the bright side.
My privacy has been so invaded.
Yes, you've never felt more loved.
Oh, my God.
You've been violated.
Well, you're getting the attention you wanted.
But here's the good news. They don't want to tell you, here's the number that you're going to pay. They want to, as Rob said yesterday, they want to talk to you.
That's right. They'd like to sit down and chat with you a bit.
Look, what it says is, unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of experience with this, but when they say calculate something, I pop in a little information. Hey, this might be a nice little exercise. Mm-hmm. And normally when I get to the pertinent information, I'm like, okay, this is a scam. For some reason, during this process, I said, okay, you know, for once in my life, I want to really see what the answer is.
You forged ahead.
And what it is basically is, here, calculate your new payment if you were able to refi at the lovely new rate. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, I just got tired of bailing on something like that. And I said, I really wanted to know the answer. Mm-hmm. Well, I never got an answer.
Yep.
You will be what I got at the end of this tedious get every bit of my information was as follows. We will have someone contact you soon. And then they give a page with all these companies that are going to contact you.
And
within 24 hours, my God, do they contact you.
The phone ring just before the show, was that one of them?
You know what, RJ? If you don't mind, I'll look at my call log.
Yeah, it rang again just before the show.
You know,
I figured it was one of those.
So we got two before the show today, or was it one?
One I heard for sure, before the show.
Just amazing.
Yeah. I think the cordless is beating the receiver. Let's see how fast it gets to the phone.
Let's go. Let's just wait.
Inchworm.
It's not that far.
No, it's not.
It's around the corner.
I hope he's all right.
Maybe he stopped to get something to drink.
Amazing.
Yeah, I had to get
him here. See, there's no urgency. See, even when he knows we're waiting for him, there's no urgency.
I'd love to listening think. To what we're saying. Right
I would love to. I would really, really love to think that he was doing that for comedic value, but he wasn't.
No, he hasn't the ability.
He doesn't have. Did you say he doesn't have the ability?
No, he doesn't have that gene. That's. I love him for it.
American and great reputable, yeah, well known American bank.
Oh, they're very good. Well,
they're yeah. American.
At least
you know.
They're domestic.
Jesus.
Better though. You know what? I'd rather go with American Bank than yesterday's Loan Depot.
Here's a fun little experiment. Let me go through and see. Unavailable.
Was this a pop-up ad that you signed up to?
University of Phoenix.
Oh, they're very
so
good.
They're in on it.
Yeah.
That's the leading mail order it. Diploma
American,
place. Right?
American yeah. Bank again.
Right.
Yeah.
Unavailable.
Yes.
Uh-huh. LoanDepot.com.
Right.
Ooh.
Unknown name.
Mm-hmm. You know, when Carrie
calls me. It's an 888 number. You know that's the same people.
When Carrie calls me, the caller ID says emotionally unavailable.
LoanDepot.com.
That's the one you want to go with, Mike.
American Bank. So it's really two of them.
Yeah.
So I think they're maybe existing in the same spot.
And until you tell them specifically to stop.
And I don't
American Bank.
I don't think American Bank is like a building downtown. I think it might be some sort of amorphous being.
It's on the campus of the University of Phoenix.
Oh, good.
Wyndham Capital.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Unavailable.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This I am doing this. Andrew. Okay. He doesn't count.
Boom.
Although he probably would love to get your hands on the money, to get his hands on the money too.
You got a little something you want to bring up there and put on some stuff. There you go. Get that out of there. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's asparagus.
Oh, nationwide insurance.
That's four different insurance companies.
No, nationwide was helpful. That's my real insurance company. And I wanted to say,
that's three different insurance companies.
I got on a while back, and I would like to say something. I was really rough on the old lady that I talked to at Nationwide.
Yes, a little.
I'm here to talk about my insurance agent, Mr. Bill Harvey.
How old was she?
She's about 150 years old.
Ah, my
said,
baby.
Say something nice about Nationwide. Well, you know what? Now I can.
Uh-huh.
Because you know what? God damn it, after all that bitching that I did, once I got on to a new person, my goodness, did this process.
Did it have to do with your automobile?
Rock. My automobile.
Wow, I'm
and
glad
I'm here
that you're
to
having
you,
an easy time.
Are you not?
I got a call yesterday.
Oh, no.
I think
this is concerning the accident that happened out in front of our house.
Exactly. Like 2 months ago.
Was it? Right. No, I think it was 6 weeks ago yesterday.
Six weeks ago yesterday.
That long already?
Yeah, wow.
So I got a call yesterday. They said, I won't say her name. Hi, Rob. Hi, honey. Listen, your car's in wash. I see no reason why it shouldn't be done today. I said, fantastic.
Your car's in wash?
In wash, meaning that it's done and they're just cleaning it.
They like
it.
To clean it up.
And did she say your car's in wash?
In wash.
Never heard of that.
It's an odd expression.
And I said, that's great. And you know what? The thing is the only thing that's an inconvenience is I need to arrange to return my rental. By the way, I'm in the Impala now. Nice car.
Yeah, now Impala's all right. I'll do an Impala.
So they said, I've got to return the car to the airport and then get a ride to the body shop. And luckily, Mark was going to help me. Mm-hmm. RJ was able to help me.
Right.
And the whole thing worked out. I get a call at 1:15 and they say, well, I was misinformed. It's not done. You still have a... And then they said, it's pulling to the left. It has a cracked grill and the taillight is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that really sounds like how it was when I dropped it off.
That sounds not finished.
6 weeks ago. And they said,
oh, man.
And so they said, well, you're going to have to talk to John. And so I talked to John, and John said, yeah, well, they sent us bad parts, so I sent them back, and they never sent us back replacement, but we think we should have them in tomorrow. You can come and pick up the car now if you want. I said,
No.
I don't want to pick up a car with a cracked taillight and a bad grill. That's like one-third of a Chrysler is the grill. He said, well, it's plastic, and then the foil tape is all messed up. I said, well, that doesn't sound like the grill I want.
That doesn't sound like the body shop you want.
No, but they come so highly recommended, this
really?
Body shop. Yeah, I'm really shocked. Anyway, there is a 4 in 5 chance I'll be able to pick it up tomorrow.
Hey, okay. Yay. Yeah.
All right, well, as much as you're frustrated, and you know I love to bitch.
I know you do.
But can I really, and boy, could I bitch today, Buzz, couldn't I? Couldn't I bitch today?
You could.
Today?
Only that one time.
Right.
That was just being a bad boy.
Good for you.
But anyway, to say something positive, they've got this system now. Through Nationwide, mm-hmm. and now they're going to do it for everybody at this body shop where I took my car.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day
at
7:30 in the morning, I would be sent a photograph, several photographs of how my car was
of
progressing.
The progress. That's brilliant.
They have something like
how
that.
How is that for doing something different?
That's brilliant.
And love it's it. Absolutely terrific.
They
I
have
was
something like that at Travelers. Every single day I got a call and they'd say, it's not ready yet.
This showed me, I was able to watch the progress and see how it was done every single day. I was blown away.
That's amazing.
I was blown away. Make sure you get a copy of this and send it to Bill Harvey.
I sure will.
At Nationwide Insurance.
Yes.
Because he sponsored the show before and then I yelled at Nationwide.
Yeah.
I didn't yell at Bill Harvey. I yelled at Nationwide.
Right.
He's the guy that runs the Nationwide. And then at the end, it was like, you know, to get a car back better than you left it. And it just.
That must be great.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. But I was delighted. And, you know, it's just, it's a good thing. And then my most recent call, which was yesterday, I told you about.
Yes.
Which was.
Is great news.
The gentleman was at fault.
Yes.
And right, that their insurance company will be paying the deductible, which is kind of what you want when your car is parked.
That's how it's supposed
when your
to
car
work.
Is parked and the other car is flipped upside down.
So you're saying while you were parked, you were not at fault.
But while I was parked, I was not at fault.
I hope he doesn't owe too much on his car. He might be upside down in his payments.
Oh, God.
Mike, but you're not. I mean, you're certainly not a four-leaf clover. You're not lucky guy.
No, I'm not.
But so when things
Irish.
Go
he
great,
is Irish.
But when
I have been lucky.
Another name for a four-leaf clover is a shamrock.
It's okay. You should celebrate him.
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Enough crap is brewing.
Disregard the fact that nothing's gone right for Rob.
Yes.
Nothing's gone right for Rob.
For 20 years.
Well, also, you know, and how about the country?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, forget the country.
Nothing's going right in the country.
As long as everything's coming up, two thumbs up for Mike O'Mara.
Could this be a new era for the Golden Boy?
Are things turning around?
No.
It could be. This could be the starting moment.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Those days are gone?
No, those days are gone.
You got your car?
Yeah, but I mean, I'd have to have
You didn't serve any hard time for your counterfeiting?
I'd have to. We don't know that yet.
Well, not yet.
We don't know that 100%.
But you're not in jail now.
I would really like to see a run of seven or eight great things happen.
Right. Oh, right.
You know?
You're about to go see a ball game in Boston?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Just
let's quit while we're ahead, shall we? Speaking of
that, I look forward to speaking to you in a couple weeks, and I think it's begun.
Conversation with my sister last night.
Uh-oh.
You know how she recommended the Mexican restaurant?
Why don't you come to Boston and go eat Mexican?
Okay. And
did
I
she just do that
along
because
your concerns to it.
Did she just say that because Oscar was coming?
And
that Latino's going to be with
Kathy
you.
Being Kathy, this is how the conversation went with that. I said, we really don't want Mexican. And she said, well, you know, on Yawkey Way, right outside the stadium, they've got a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she was her hot dogs.
Right. She was really just dismissing you.
We wanted a recommendation on a restaurant. I didn't specify seafood. She gave me one, and then it went from that to I said, "Well, I don't want." I expressed my displeasure with that idea. Mm-hmm. I said, "I know. I've been there before. Mm-hmm. I've been there. Yeah. I was there recently with my kids. Mm-hmm. I know they sell pizza, hot dogs, and clam chowder from Legal Seafood."
Okay, Mike.
I know they do.
Okay,
that.
Mike. She I said, understand. There's lots of food outside the stadium.
This was how it. Well, there are tons of restaurants in Boston.
Yeah. Why are you bothering
Thanks
me
for the
this?
Bulletin.
Yeah. Like you didn't know that part.
You live there now.
Wow,
you
maybe
live there
maybe
now.
She could send you a photograph of a restaurant she enjoys.
We should go to Phillips.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm going to...
Hey, you know Applebee's is great, and they've got a great special, two entrees.
I'm going to put it out there for our New England friends,
right.
If you know of a good place. Oscar wants himself some seafood.
I would love
I'm going to have a week of seafood.
Where did you take me when we were up there?
In Boston?
Yeah, and it was I think it was on the water.
Room. Jimmy's Harborside.
Go there!
I seem to love restaurants called Jimmy's.
Yes, of course.
Wherever I go...
And ice cream toppings? You should take him to Jimmy's.
It's a sure thing.
It is. Yeah. Jimmy's... you know, if it's still there, it would be kind of fun.
Okay.
Because it's down on the water.
It's classic, and the food is great.
It's old school, but this one's for me. I kind of would like to go someplace new.
Yeah. Right.
I'd kind of like to do that. So, any ideas, Mr. French?
No. Look. Okay. I have to look and see.
My brother, I could tell he really wanted me to come up as he called me and said, when are you coming up Friday? I was like, I'll be there at 7:40. And I said, but don't worry, I'll cab it in.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's just being nice because he should be picking me up from the airport.
Of course,
And he's like, great. All right, just let me know when you land.
That's it.
He took the pass.
Brothers and sisters. My sister's the same way. My sister's been the same way
really
for me forever.
Let me know how that works out for
you. But the difference is, I would be, if he told me he was coming at 7, I would be stressing about. I got to make sure I'm there on time. I don't want to be late.
Oh, yeah, right. It's harder on you.
It's because I'm younger,
right.
And I'm used to taking care of things.
It happens on the heading out end sometimes, too, and it goes something like this. So what time are you leaving tomorrow? Noon? Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you going to, you want to cab it or what do you want to do? That's exactly, that's how my family would do it.
Have a good trip.
Wanna, hey, I was wondering, cab it or what? And really the subtext to that is, so you're leaving tomorrow. That's really great. What can I do that is the least inconvenient to me? Yeah. Would and it be okay if I not only drove you to the airport, but took a day off work to sleep in? Is that okay?
Oscar, we might have to go to a barbecue on Friday because I'm not working and at the friends. Like he's tearing off like he doesn't care that I'm going. And I said, it's all right, bro. My friends are going up. We're going to go to the game, and I'm hoping you can make it to the appearance. He said, what time's the appearance? And I said,
does he have an accent?
No, but he's he's just like my dad, but younger and
he's
no
the
accent.
Only,
and slightly meaner.
The only doctor. Slightly meaner. He's the only Boston doctor in the sombrero.
Let me ask you this. Yes. When I meet your brother, are you taking your brother to the game, or are you taking somebody else?
I'm taking somebody else.
You're taking somebody else?
Yeah.
Really?
A young lady.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
She good looking?
Nice.
What do you think?
She has an amazing rack.
Really?
You're gonna love it.
Okay, fantastic. Yes. Here's
you might want to change that to you're gonna love her.
Oscar, did you just friend her recently? I saw.
No, but that's creepy that you know that.
Well, you see a news feed. Well, here's why I know that. I saw the news feed.
That
and
young
I saw
lady,
the special big rack news.
That
feed.
Young
rack.
Lady friended me, and it's a friend of a friend we hadn't met. Yes, very pretty girl. Thank you. And I would have noticed that as well. It's not creepy.
Thank you.
She's noticeable.
Young man, making plans and checking racks. Young man, having fun, and they're both slacks. Young man, finding ladies.
The girl that is coming with me is just a friend.
Right. Oh, okay.
This is the
that's
one
not,
I saw him
that's
friend
not the girl
recently.
That's coming with us.
Right.
You see?
Okay, now, still. Now I'm disappointed.
Wow.
You friended her?
No, she friended me.
Well, of course.
She friended you.
Yeah, we met.
well, no, you're saying she sent you a friend
Where did
request?
You find her?
She found
it's a friend of a friend.
Really?
We and really, out, Mike, let's change the question. Where did you find those?
We went out last week, and she happened to be there, and we hung out a little bit. That's it.
Oh my God, I love you, Mr. Cool, Mr. Low-Key. Yes. You know what? If I even went out with a woman like that, well, I did, Carla.
Yeah,
that's right.
You married her.
When I first went out with Carla,
yeah, but you had to marry her. That's
I got home after that, and after our first date, and this was
I know what happened.
This was my subtle reaction. Okay? Yes. I was like, I did this. Yeah. I got home, got out of the car, went into my house, went into my bathroom, right off the bedroom, looked in the mirror, and I went.
Yippee! and Mike,
oh my god.
I'll just say this, after that reaction stopped, the suspect never had a chance.
Anyway,
the girl I'm coming with,
it looks like a Playboy bunny.
Right.
Sure does.
She she's just a friend.
Okay, all right, just a friend.
Oh,
very good.
Baby, you.
So, yeah, we gotta take a break. We have to take a break. You got what I need.
She's just a friend.
We'll be back with something else. Oh, we got a couple of birthdays we gotta say when we come back. Start me up, everybody. Rolling Stones, Mike O'Mara Show.
You should see what you can.
Have you seen a good movie lately?
Hey, it's the Charlie Warren Show.
Charlie Warren. How you doing? Anyway, we're here because of Wait Not.
Yes.
Because otherwise, RJ and I would not be here, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that's true.
We would not be here, but for Wait Not. RJ.
They cheated death, ladies and gentlemen.
RJ, let's talk about you. Your total weight loss?
63 pounds, Mike.
63 pounds in holding.
That's amazing.
He is getting smaller by the day.
I think that's what Robert weighs.
You need to
think he lost a Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He lost a Robert. That's
and
incredible.
That's not a tiny kid.
I just enjoyed my green bean. I'm sorry, my asparagus.
We all did.
We all enjoyed
or
it.
Or as they say in Oscar's home country, asparagus. I just enjoyed that. And what I talk about is I've discovered this kind of olive oil wonderful dressing that you make, and it's within the parameters of my Weight Not program, and I love discovering new foods, and I really enjoy. What is that?
Oh boy,
music bed,
inspiring music.
Let me tell you,
just happened on it by accident.
Let me tell you,
you don't have to play Elephant Walk anymore for me because
no, not
Weight
at all.
Not is working, and it teaches you almost automatically how to pick out the right food and how to enjoy the right food and pick out healthy choices. That's the key. And that's the key to their rapid weight loss and their healthy weight loss. RJ popped into his doctor. Your doctor was blown away by your blood pressure.
Blood pressure is way down.
Cool. Hey, that's
I'm sleeping better. The sleep apnea, he's like, well, you probably don't even need to go do that test.
Right. RJ
was the blood pressure thing is great, RJ.
RJ would not say this because he's not a professional broadcaster, but RJ was on blood pressure medicine.
Wow.
He's not on that medicine anymore because he doesn't need it because he's been on Weight Not.
Right.
That's right. I mean, right there, that's got to be an amazing
thing. That is an amazing thing because that was a concern, and I had the medications, and we spoke about this. I didn't want to stay on it.
Right.
I wanted to do what I could do physically to change it, and this is it.
That's great,
the fact
RJ.
Is, cool. The fact is that you are, you know, when you said that's great, RJ, that sounded, that was dripping with insincerity.
No, you know what that's dripping with is what? I better start soon myself.
Yeah, well, the fact is, we don't talk about this on Weight Not, the fact that the health benefits that you get along with this, but there are a lot of stories they have. I'll share those with you next week about health problems that people have, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, all these things that are unbelievably helped when you go on Weight Not. So
I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've noticed you've had a better time with your back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the weight loss has helped you with back?
You know what?
Problems?
I don't know. The back, and I'll be honest with you.
Because
I don't
know. That, I mean, you know, I've lost
everything else, joints, everything. You take the weight off, and that's just a side effect of it. And,
that's amazing.
But these are major, you know, issues that people have that put them in hospitals, and they can turn it around that quickly. So do it today. Do it rapidly. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. You've heard our testimonials, the people that listen to this show that have gone on Weight Not and lost 10, 20, 30 pounds. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Before we get on with things, I do want to say a few happy birthdays.
Oh, yes.
Because we are on a hiatus next week. We are going to have pretty amazing best of programs.
We're pretty happy with this. I think you will be too. I've had so much fun
putting it together with Mark. It's really good stuff. Yeah.
Happy birthday goes out for Thursday, July 28th. We're behind on these.
A little.
Patrick Thomas. Getting stuff from TMOS sponsors.
For his birthday, he's getting his presents are coming from various sponsors of this program.
Oh, that's fantastic. On Friday, July 29th, Simeon turned 35. He introduced his wife, Andrea, to our podcast.
Two wives.
Saturday, 30. Well, they're two pronunciations.
I understand.
Because, you know, we have an Andrea, a very lovely girl that works at the Edge Studios. Mm-hmm. And we have, of course, Andrea Roan, who celebrated 30 years today with Channel 9.
Wow.
So
nice. Kind of special. Whenever I hear Andrea, I think of the song Valley Girl. Mm-hmm. When she's talking, she says, oh, yeah, my name is Andrea.
It's Andrea.
That's a third pronunciation.
Yeah, it's Andrea, and Andrea.
I didn't know that Miss Roan started at Channel 9 when she was 10.
30 years at Channel 9. And Ms. Goff, Angie Goff, our good friend, was quick to point out to me that Angie Goff celebrates her second anniversary at Channel 9.
Fantastic. Wow.
So on Saturday, July 30th, Jeff Blair of Lynchburg, he is doesn't say his age here, but it's his birthday.
We're missing various pieces of information here.
Tuesday, August 2nd, Chan, our friend Chan Richards of Alaska.
Right.
He wants us to fly out there with a 90% discount. That's what Chan says.
He says he can do it.
You know what? Chan, I'm serious. Chan, come to my home. You can stay here if you give me a good discount on painting my house.
Wow. Let me do some Michael Mara math here. Uh-huh. So basically you want Chan to come from the corner of the earth.
Yes.
Which is basically, what is he? British Columbia is that where he is?
Alaska.
He's in Alaska. Right. I'm sorry.
It's the United States.
Ice Road Truckers.
Yes.
He's filming that right now.
Right.
So
right.
I would say it costs him about $4,000 to get here with a two-day layover. So you want him to spend $4,000 to get here to paint your house.
We're not going to have a good time in Boston.
I will say this. If Chan does fly in to paint your house, make sure he remembers his brushes and everything because he doesn't want to have to go back if he forgot something.
That would be annoying.
Chan's birthday is Tuesday, August 2nd. It was yesterday.
Right.
Happy birthday to Chan.
Right.
Also, Alicia of Germantown's husband.
Alicia wrote us, and she said, my husband's birthday, she never gave us her husband's name.
Alicia of Germantown's husband, he's 35, has no name.
Whatever his name is.
Thursday, August 4th, Matt Dent turns 40. Kara Stewart turns 31, and she listens in her cubicle.
Yes.
On Saturday, August 6th, sexy Trista Harmon.
Hi, Trista.
Turns 40 now. I've seen Trista's picture.
Happy birthday.
Sunday, August 7th, Mark Ronick turns 38.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that I got that news. We will have to have...
Why, that you found out at all?
Yeah.
We will have to have a belated birthday party for you when we
that
come
would
back.
Be nice.
We will observe upon our return.
That
we will
have. Great.
How about
organize something for yourself, Mark?
Okay, yeah.
How about we do this?
Hmm? Look how young he looks.
When we come back, Mark Ronick's all-Jew birthday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love that.
Nice. Yes.
Can we get some Jewish people here?
Oh, God.
In this neighborhood?
Get a rabbi. Get Lowell Melser to come by.
Like Lowell to come
is
by?
Is there
That's
synagogue
his Jewish
here, Mark?
Camp
Put
friend.
A menorah on the cake.
Anyway, Sunday, August 7th is Mark. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's
you.
Very cool. He looks like he's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do
it's
look 20, young.
It's true. Nine.
It's true.
29. No, I think he
But
looks
you know where
young.
I, you know, Mike, I've kind of grown my beard out a little bit now.
Yeah, I told you that look becomes you. I said in a very gay way.
Definite,
yeah, that
is definite gray coming through now.
Right about here, I bet.
To that. Yeah. Yep.
Now, yeah, what, now are you now. Any gray hair in the little ringlets or not?
No.
Ringlets?
No.
Ringlets.
Not yet.
The ringlets.
The baby
Rob
hairs.
Just did a Hasidic joke. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Friday, August 12th, Matthew C. Babst.
Uh-huh. What does the C stand for?
I have no idea. He listens at work every day and laughs until he cries.
That's right. Those are the birthdays.
Finally, this last note really quickly. To Mike O'Mara from... Adam Illingworth. Subject, wedding.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hi, Mike. Love you. I'm getting married this Saturday to the greatest girl in the world. Mm-hmm. This will be my first marriage, and I am freaking the F out. Do you have any words of advice to calm my skinny dumbass down? From Adam. P.S. Love you all. Uh-huh. I do have some advice,
oh,
Adam.
Nice.
Oh, good. He was hoping you would.
No, I've given this a little thought because, uh-huh. you know, I've been married a few times. I think...
a few times?
Three, to yeah. be honest with you. And
that's
I don't know. I've given a lot of people... You know, some of my friends are very, very happily mm-hmm. married, have been for many years. Some of my friends have gone through nasty divorces and, you know, maybe shouldn't have gotten married.
Who
and
so, are the happiest?
The happiest couples I know.
Or mm-hmm.
The
people.
Happiest couples I know. Oh, wow. Have one thing in common. They have one. Who was that?
That might have been me.
Mine's on mute.
Yeah, that was me.
The happiest couples I know have one thing in common. That okay. is uh-huh. they spend reasonable amounts of time apart.
Right.
And you know what, Mike? There's
Good
a better
advice.
Phrase for that.
Yep.
Quality time apart.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Quality time apart.
I invented it.
That's right, Rob. I will tell you that, you know, I mentioned several people. My sister would be included. Mm-hmm. They, Paul basically works in Jersey for most of the week and mm-hmm. then comes home and hangs out on the weekends, and they have wonderful trips together, and they do that, and they've been married since 1977.
Wow.
So that's a very
My
long
entire
time.
Lifetime.
Another friend of mine, he does boys' trips constantly.
Right.
He is constantly
With actual
doing,
little boys?
No.
Because
the
that
boys.
Would be awkward.
That would be wrong.
Rob Spiewak spends... good chunks of time away
going
from
on
his
15
wife.
Years
oh, yeah.
and you know what
15
can,
years.
I can honestly say this mm-hmm. Kat, Carrie and I are happier now than we've ever been.
That's delightful. There's that is a, good to hear that.
Let There's me a, say this
all right
oh boy
go ahead trouble in. Go ahead trouble
your wife just went to Japan
this is true
yes
that wasn't so great
but she's back she came back
Lita's little Bolivian
she came
eyes
back to
all, that's when you know what I just realized when I looked at you say that
yes
I immediately wanted to make it into a Strine cartoon
Mike his eyes turn black as peach
but there are rough patches regardless
yeah but that was then
okay
this is now.
That was like
Carrie and I are happier now than we've ever
yeah,
been.
Yeah, you should qualify that, Rob. You're happier than you've ever been. How long do you think that'll last?
You know what? We got. She works
what
tonight.
What time is it?
Make it through next week.
We got vacation next week.
That's a base hit the right field right there. See, I put that. He even duped me a little bit. I thought, I went, Jesus Christ, he's being serious with this answer. I gave, right. him, a, gave him a perfect pitch. Then he knocks it over. Right over the second base.
This is why we're a good team.
There you go. Absolutely.
I think a country song said it best with its title, How Can I Miss You? If you won't go away.
There it is.
Exactly.
There it is. So I would tell you that, you know, really the thing you want to do, Adam, is you want to really have your own thing.
Don't
you
smother
have,
each other.
You want to have your own pals.
Yeah.
You want to have your quality time. And then, you know, it's great. When Carla goes to the beach with her mom and right. comes back on a Sunday night, I'm glad to see her.
Of course.
You know, it's been cool. And, yeah. and it's because I've had my little time to do what I want, ride my
you
motorcycle and
yeah.
do all that fun stuff.
Everybody
I really,
that.
Really do think that's important. If you're up each other's mm-hmm. butts, mm-hmm. it's...
well, once you know, in a while.
Hey, killer.
Check the oil.
And the only other advice that I could give you would be run.
No.
Run for your life. Yeah. Run.
It's lonely being alone.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Well said.
But
deep thoughts.
I saw a picture of that woman
Oscar,
who was just a friend
yeah.
of a
and
friend.
The fact that you were hanging out with her. Can I see a picture of the one he's taken to the game?
Can I offer a piece
of
advice?
I don't know who that is.
Can I offer a piece of advice to the wedding guy?
Yes.
This is one thing that I took away from my wedding. By the time my wedding came, I was so sick of planning our wedding. I told Carrie, I said, we're going to put in an appearance at the reception. We're going to do our dance, and then we're going to get the hell out of there. I ended up staying.
You did split.
I stayed. I was the last person to leave that
Were you really?
Oh, no.
I don't remember.
So here's the deal. My idea for you is, take your time and make a very, very, very big effort to enjoy your wedding reception because it is the last time that you are going to matter. It really is, because after that, there might be children, there might be anniversaries, Valentine's. It's all going to be about her. You're at least half that team. Take the time. Make sure you enjoy your wedding day, because it really
is
a lot of fun.
It's the girl in the blue and white.
Does it matter, really, which girl is it? That's a hell of a picture.
Second from the left?
Blue and white, Mike.
Blue and white.
It looks like black and white.
Black and white, yeah.
Okay, black and white.
Maybe that's your vision. He's not getting any younger, you know.
The garlic is blinding.
Oh, Rob? Yes.
Please shut up. Thank you. All right, let me see here.
Right in the middle.
Make Does Joe Gibbs know you have his glasses?
I got these at the drugstore.
No.
Yeah, I
do. Do you have one of those around here?
I do. She's very attractive.
She's very nice.
She is
very attractive.
I'm sure.
That's good. God, look at you. Were these your California girls?
No, there's some friends.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
May I say?
Thank you. We're all looking at Oscar's dates.
Mm-hmm. Show me Oscar, won't you?
Oscar's dates.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Oscar's nuts.
Wow.
Anyway, that should be a lot of fun. So the other thing I would say to you, Adam, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, because I'm an incurable romantic.
You are.
I have to offer this
You're
piece
in
of
love
advice.
With love.
I love love. Let me tell you something, Adam. I really do. And you know what? Let me just say, life is short, Adam. Get a prenup. Thank you very much. All right. We will take a break.
Up, baby.
And let me see. I know I missed something.
There
I just want to say one
Me and Pat.
Hold on. And Pat, update on you and Pat before we go to break.
So did you call him back?
Reunited.
Ooh.
And it feels so good.
we had a lengthy conversation yesterday. I apologized. I apologized for being distant. He apologized for having stalker-like chick tendencies. Uh-huh. He said he thought back and he realized he was calling a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? That's cool.
He was excited.
And also he said that he would like to occasionally hang out with me when I wasn't working. I said, that's valid, because he's supported every event the show has done.
That's okay. True.
He's always out. So that's very, nice, very nice.
We see him there.
And he is kind of he grows on me. He's kind of a cool guy.
He's a very, very cool guy.
I like him.
And so we worked it out. He is upset about, we made an agreement to hang out at least once per fiscal quarter. And
funny.
There is one thing that we left where he was still upset is that apparently he sent a friend. Oh, before I tell you that, he did apologize. He said it was very passive aggressive and it was a fit of chick-like rage that caught him to unfriend me.
Yes.
And the thing is, he said once he unfriended me on Facebook, it would only be worse if he called attention to it by sending me another friend request.
Right, right.
So he said that was really badly played. The only thing that we left unresolved and has him
chick-like rage.
The only thing that has him sort of still upset that's hanging in the air is that in November of 2009, he sent you a friend request, and you have not answered it yet.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I understand.
Coach O'Mara.
But all is well between me and Pat. And was it incredibly awkward? Yes, it was.
Pat, if you're listening to this show, send me another mail, and I promise I'll do that.
Actually, you have to send it to him because you have so many. I'll write his name down. You can do it after the show.
Really? But I still get him. I still get mail every day.
But if you try to, if he's...
But if he just sends me a message.
Okay.
If he messages me, and I'll click on it, and I'll send him a friend request.
Okay, excellent. That's
the best way
all right,
to do
and
it.
And a playbook.
And a playbook?
Yeah, put your glasses back on.
Coach.
Coach?
Well, I like my racing team. Okay, you bastards. We'll be right back. Mike O'Mara here along with Oscar Santana.
Salutations.
We are looking forward to seeing you in Beantown. That's right, Boston, Massachusetts, on Friday night, August 5th, right after the Red Sox-Yankees game. We're going to be at
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Cleary's in Back Bay. Be there or be square. We look forward to seeing you, all the fans of the Mike O'Mara Show, all the fans of the Big O and Duke Show, and, of course, RJ Raymond, Super Stud Diaz. Listen, if you know people in Massachusetts, if you know people in New Hampshire, if you know people in Connecticut, in Maine, in Vermont, you New Englanders, we want to see you. We want to get as many people out there to Cleary's in Back Bay as we can for a meet and greet with the Mike O'Mara Show cast. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's 10 p.m. August 5th. Again, 10 p.m. August 5th. We'll see you then.
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Thank you, fellas. Cleary's Bar and Restaurant is at 113 Dartmouth Street, right between Chandler and Columbus in the Back Bay neighborhood of Boston, Massachusetts. They accept all major credit cards, and they are wheelchair accessible.
Yeah, that music
coming
come down.
To you live
from Michael.
Sorry,
that music was that my turn to talk? Or was
it was.
That,
it was a bad word. It's hate
funny,
him.
Rob. When you did the tag for that, and then you did it in post. Yeah. It's like you turn that music down so low when your voice comes in, it's hysterical.
Well, the problem is I didn't want to reproduce the promo, and the music was already low.
KHJ Los Angeles. How about a little rock and roll from Huey Lewis?
New York is everything they say.
All right.
That was
time.
Cool.
What's that?
Like that.
Can I talk that up again?
Yeah.
I know. I said it was cool.
I'll try it again.
Remember, you got the fade in on this.
Hold on a second. Let me
with
do
the gum or without?
Do I put that in my hand?
Gum, huh? We'll still have flavor in it. I want to make sure.
Oh, here it comes, later. Robert W. O'Mara.
Hold gross. On just a second. I want to get the weather forecast.
7 o'clock in the Morgan.
Right. Hold on just a second. Okay. Where's the forecast?
Shall I pause the record?
No, you don't need to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to the local right now. Here we go. God, it takes a long time to load. Yeah. I hate the computers in this house. I'm trying to get a forecast from Manassas. I know it's supposed to rain today, but I can't seem to find it. This is really pissing me off. But it's not stopping me from playing the hits. Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah. There you go.
A little tighter.
Yeah, don't let that. Much.
Now, I am so glad. Oh,
it's no Don Geronimo, that's for sure. Nobody could talk him up like Don Geronimo.
I've got the weather if you want it now.
Huh?
Do you want the weather?
Yeah.
Let's do it one more time.
I got it. I got it right here.
Oh, you got
right,
it?
Give it to me again.
Remember, it's faded.
This time with the actual weather
take
forecast.
Three.
I'm just enjoying some gum a little bit more.
There we go. Charlie Tuna.
In between intros.
You know what? It's really gross that you put your gum on your copy.
Yeah. Cycle it.
All right, I'm throwing it away now.
You're supposed to stick it behind your ear.
Dick McDetta, WDRC, Hartford, where your friends are. Here's your Hartford weather. Isolated thunderstorms during the evening, mainly clear skies after midnight. Just a few storms may linger into the wee hours. Temperature's going to be around 74 overnight, a high of 91 tomorrow. Currently, it is 77 outside the Traveler's Tower. WDRC, where your friends are with Huey.
New York.
Doesn't count when you use only the first name.
Yeah, but it's a great DJ crutch.
But if you're friends,
you want to hear a bad DJ, he uses the first name of the artist because he's too stupid to get
the. You know what else is another, the one that drives me crazy? If they'll say, Huey Lewis in the News. Yes.
Yeah. Now, one more. I'll do one okay, last
same
one.
Record?
Same one. I will tight cue it. I will talk it up, but I will tight cue it as Bob White.
What if you really know Huey?
Then
it counts. Like, if you and Huey Lewis were friends.
I suppose. But Bob White was a beautiful music announcer
right.
Who sounded like this, and I hired him at a country station, had to fire him because he could never get out of the beautiful music.
Bob White.
Hi, this is Bob White. Here's your Bay Country weather forecast. Partly cloudy, a high temperature of 91 degrees. Tomorrow, more of the same. High temperature, 91 degrees. Here's Huey Lewis to sing for you.
Bob White.
Thank you.
You are Bob giving White. Me such a great setup for the vault with because what I've got coming up, but you got to open the thing.
Got to open the thing. Thank you very much. Second time Rob has like disciplined me to move on with the show.
No, but I'm excited about you. Something I found yesterday.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
Do we have a sponsor?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we do, actually.
Oh, sorry, I got all
segment three. It's brought to you by Mike's Gum.
Ticket Liquidator. Football is back, and tickets for the 2011 season are now available. Ticket Liquidator, the place to go for the great service, more tickets, and the best prices. Enter the code AUGUSTHEAT to get $15 off.
Who are you?
I'm Bob White. Ticket Liquidator. Uh-huh. Check their ad on our website. Take it away, Rob.
Okay. Remember we found out yesterday the guy who kept coughing on the Regis show was Tony Bennett.
Yes, the announcer.
And I mentioned
and he really sounds like he's dying.
Yeah, and I mentioned I didn't have a picture of him, and so I get inundated with photos of Tony Pig and also some old air checks.
Oh, good.
Skinny guy, right?
Yeah, thin guy.
Yeah.
And the thing is that his air checks aren't any good because he doesn't sound like he used to sound.
Right.
But I look in the margin of this air check website, and it says, Dude Walker, WRQX, 1979.
Oh, boy, wow. Back in the old Q107.
And I had so much fun with this, and it also brings up something we've discussed before. Why is it on air checks we always sound like the tape has been sped up?
Uh-huh. Because the skimmer, which is what...
This is an actual off-the-air air check. It sounds like someone recorded it off a radio.
Okay, let's listen.
But anyway, I want you, reference, I want you to hear the way Dude sounds when he does stuff for us now.
On a radio station called Q107.
This is 32 years ago that we're going to hear him, but now... Now, this is the way Dude sounds when he does our voice work.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia.
Present company excluded, he's my favorite voice on the radio. Yeah, he's such a good guy.
Absolutely.
So imagine my joy when I take us back during the rock and roll time machine to April 27th, 1979.
Music Radio, Q107. This is Dude Walker. I just got off the phone with a guy from Arlington, Virginia, telling me about a spring fair that's happening tomorrow at Tuckahoe Elementary School. If you're near that in Arlington, Virginia tomorrow between 10 and 2, drop on by. There will be games and prizes and a cakewalk. Ha-ha. And Q107 on the PA. Q107 and Dude Walker, it's 8-11. I didn't get to see Eric Clapton last night in concert, but I understand he appeared backless. Ugh.
Less commercial, more music. Q107.
It was a tight station.
Q107 smoking through a commercial-free hour with Dude Walker. This from 5 years ago. It's Grand Funk.
That air, huh? Definitely got a smile on his voice.
Dude Walker. Weather tonight, not that wonderful. Partly cloudy, low of about 54. Sunny tomorrow morning, then becoming cloudy by afternoon.
A little smile, yeah. No, he's doing a little affectation.
Low 45. Right now, cloudy and 65 degrees at the new Q107. Music Radio Q107. Dude Walker with a fine prize for you this time. Within 20 minutes, you have a chance to win $25. And a pair of tickets to see the Bullets play the Hawks Sunday at the Capitol Center. Stick around, you could win.
$25 Dude Walker dollars.
Wow.
But I'll tell you what, he's a good jock. He's bright.
He killed
it. The patter is good.
One of the best breaks I ever heard. One was Don. I heard Don Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. Yeah. My money's on Mr. Ed. He told me he was going to win. And and it was right over a record. I love that. Another one was Jeff Leonard, who got on. He said, remember that song, Der Kommissar, After the Fire?
Yeah, I could probably bring it up if
he's
you
coming
want.
Out of the. He goes, no, you don't have to do that. Okay. Der Kommissar, after that, Jeff Leonard. 93KYS, Jeff Leonard, Der Kommissar, After the Fire, at your house. Just kidding. They left the TV on the lawn, though.
Anyway. Weird.
Made no sense, no, but oh, man, the KYS jocks, I had a Woody for those guys.
And this guy, and the thing is, the dude also has one of the best playlists ever. This is spring of 79. All the records are great.
Music Radio, Q107 on a commercial 3 hour. Here's the 15th in a row. Our love is
alive. Music Radio.
Not all of them, but fun.
Q107. Yeah.
Music Radio, Q107. It's Dude Walker on Friday night, 8:34. Yes, this is the place you have found it. Place where you can win cash, color TVs, radios, tickets to concerts. All you have to do is listen. It's that easy. It's only here on Q107.
Did he have a tongue? Did he have a tongue transplant?
Dude Walker with something.
It's probably everybody. The skimmer.
I think there's something wrong with the thing.
It's a combination.
Can you explain what the skimmer is? People don't
all right,
know.
All right. The skimmer is a device we used to have in radio stations, which was a cassette machine
that
was wired into the microphone switch. So when you would turn your microphone on, it would automatically key your skimmer. And so you would be able to, if you were making an audition tape, which we were always doing in the business, you would clear it a little bit early so you could have an edit point on it. And it would inevitably... play back faster when you would be editing it. And so it'd be like, okay, here we go.
It would only record what was going on when your mic was live. And the other great thing about a great old air, usually a Tascam deck, and it would have a little wow at the beginning. So the record would stop if it was you. In the name of...
That's right. And I always found that whenever we were listening to old tapes from the skimmer, they would always sound pitched up.
Right.
And
they always sound fast. I don't know the technical.
Well, anyway, I thought that was really cool because I love Dude, but also that was the first music station I really listened to was Q107.
Oh, yeah. Great radio station.
Fun to find that again.
Now Mike, Mix 107.3 and I work across the hallway.
Right. Do you worry about Meatloaf?
I do.
I have been lately, yeah.
He has fallen twice in in the last week during concerts. He has collapsed on stage.
They've given him oxygen.
Yeah, last Thursday night, Meatloaf fainted during a concert in Pittsburgh, and on Sunday it happened again. This time it happened backstage after he performed a gig at the New Jersey Balloon Festival. I know you normally head out to the Balloon Festival.
He was the first balloons. Year. Yeah. This is the first year in 10 that I haven't been up there.
Now, the amazing thing is that no one actually captured the first passing out on stage on video or audio. However, at Rob Spiewak Labs, we have recreated it.
All right, this is Meatloaf passing out a recreation.
Yeah, this is from the news department.
Yes. Let
me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Play it again, Rob.
Feedback was a nice touch.
Play it again. The feedback.
I hear applause there.
There was some concern, some applause. He really didn't have the crowd on his side.
Hear the feedback.
Let us go live to the Balloon Festival. Meatloaf already in progress.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Oh, the crowd is concerned.
The feedback is the touch that you added. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the details.
That's right.
That is it. I will ask for a third play, please.
Oh, wow.
Let me hear that. All right. That was too good.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Brilliantly done.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Rob. Good job.
Hey, I'm sorry. That's it.
You gotta go out.
You're going out on that one. Right, that is too damn good. That is the audio ball for today. We will come back with Mr. Buzz Burbank and the news on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Bob White.
Time to get Buzz and the news. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why I played it.
This show, for God's sake. Time for Buzz and the news. Take it away. Here's the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Ticket Liquidator. Football is back, and tickets for the 2011 season are now available. Ticket Liquidator is the place to go for great service, more tickets, and the best prices. Enter the code AUGUSTHEAT to get $15 off Ticket Liquidator. Click their ad on our website.
Yeah, I feel like we've done Ticket
There's some
Liquidator.
Kind of clerical error, apparently.
What's going on? Because
Mike, you usually buy tickets
in
Paris.
Well, you know what it is. We're very excited about Ticket Liquidator.
All right, now hold on a second.
Yeah, I've clearly screwed up. I gave it to you for the third
segment. Rob's Magic Audio Vault was brought to you by Ticket Liquidator.
Right,
right.
Who are you brought to by?
Well, mine says Ticket Liquidator
I think it's Amazon.
Yeah, it is, actually.
And access it through our page.
Well, they have a bone to pick with Ticket Liquidator.
I hope there's nothing wrong with Meatloaf.
I buy my supplements through Amazon. I buy my ink cartridges through Amazon. I shop through them every week. You should, too.
Play Meatloaf again
thank you.
To get us back on track.
Let's go back to the Balloon Festival already in progress.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Oh,
that's a winner.
Now, you know what?
That doesn't work without the feedback.
That's just right. So you know, the last time I saw Meatloaf was at Wolf Trap, and he fell into the orchestra pit.
Did he really?
And that was 3 years ago.
That's
maybe even more.
That's a big fall.
That is.
That's a ways down there.
Well, also, it's a big guy.
He's a big man. Yeah.
All right, take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. In this summer of miserable heat and miserable politics, we have finally caught a break on something. The U.S. apparently gets to keep its AAA credit rating for now.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Break out the band. For now. Although Standard and Poor.
Let's have a concert. Meatloaf!
He's down.
The credit rating fell.
Meatloaf's dead.
Although Standard & Poor's hasn't weighed in yet, Moody's and Fitch both say they'll keep us at AAA for the time being.
Carrie could work at Moody's.
Mm-hmm.
This could change, of course, if the economy gets worse, which is what Wall Street seemed to be saying with its 2.5% drop yesterday evening. Our credit rating could also slip if our elected officials don't keep their promise to cut spending. Now, that promise is to cut spending by $1.5 trillion within the next 100 days. But for now, Congress is off on a 5-week vacation.
Yeah, nobody deserves it more.
I hope they
dickheads.
Rest up. Hey.
Sorry.
They're your politicians.
Yeah, whatever.
Longtime AT&T customers
I'm one of those.
Yes, and as am I. Longtime AT&T customers may remember being told they get to keep their unlimited data plans even after the company stopped offering those plans to new customers.
By the way, Buzz, the Dow Jones Industrial only down 109 points.
Only right down now. 100 right yes, now. Yes,
thank you very
sounds
much.
Sounds like a Redskins game.
I'm sorry, 105. Hold on, Zay. Let me put my specs on.
So down another 1%.
You should challenge that call, Coach.
Almost 1%. 105.39.
Throw the red flag, Joe.
I'm really depressed about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Hey, everybody,
you should be.
For Halloween this year,
uh-huh. Joe Gibbs.
So if you do,
Rob's gonna have another spit
all
take.
Over me.
Sorry, not much.
Rob did not get as wet this time.
You know what, Mike? You'll be at the right weight by then.
We gotta get you a sweater. Mm. Yes. We gotta get you the headset. Right. We gotta get you the hat. Just the R
and a Bible.
If I'm skinny enough,
yes.
If I'm skinny enough to shave my beard, I will be Joe Gibbs.
Please, fantastic.
The NASCAR cap. Mm-hmm. AT&T had to back away from this offer of being able for longtime customers to hang on to these unlimited data plans.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
They stopped making that offer because as more people downloaded more music and movies and TV shows, the bandwidth got scarcer. Well, now AT&T's found a way to keep its promise to those longtime customers by slowing down the data speed. Aww. The company says it will throttle download speeds for the top 5% of its data customers on unlimited plans starting October 1st. The company will not say who these customers are or how much data you would have to use to get the slower service.
However, it does rhyme with lob leewack.
T-Mobile already throttled service for big users, and Verizon has also stopped offering those unlimited data plans. It's getting crowded out there, folks.
And it's getting kind of hectic.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Thank you.
Moving on. The Fairfax, Virginia butt slasher has struck again.
Yeah.
Wow, this is starting to get a little...
I don't understand this guy.
This is a little freaky.
Now, six women in the Fair Oaks area have been cut by a man with a razor blade.
RJ. Damn Latinos.
He frequents places allegedly. Like the TJ Maxx.
I like Oscar's tepid Oscar. Allegedly. Allegedly. Like thinking I was serious for a second. Yeah. Yeah. So he was described as a Hispanic man.
Yes.
And he frequents
short fella.
Places like, well, it helps, you know, for the reach.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a shoulder slasher.
He frequents places like the TJ Maxx at Fairfax Town Center.
So
and,
do I.
And in stores at Fair Oaks Mall. The victims are women in their late teens and early 20s. Police have a description of the man, and they say he usually creates or takes advantage of a distraction to do his slashing.
Does he cut their clothes or the people as well?
Both. Wow. And what happens is somebody will drop clothes on the floor, and the women will turn around to see what happened, and she'll feel a pinch.
Nice.
And it's not a pinch at all. She'll reach back and find blood. Both her clothing and herself have been cut.
Wow. Wait, now, where was the last time? Where did it happen the last time?
TJ Maxx at Fairfax Town Center, but it's also been a couple of stores at Fair Oaks Mall.
Wow, this guy's like in very high traffic area.
Yeah, I was just at Fair Oaks Mall.
Well, you don't want to go to an abandoned store to slash someone's ass.
Okay. Not to make,
you got to find the crowds.
Not to make light of it, but it is
weird. Of course not, Mark.
When, in the morning when I'm watching the news and across the scroller, it says butt slasher strikes again. Yeah.
Butt
slasher. There's just something weird about
that. Did you see the Today Show had one of their tools out in front of the Cheesecake Factory at Fair Oaks? And my whole thought is not women are in danger. Mine is, I've been there. Wow. I've seen it.
That's the way people
react. I've seen it.
God, the cheesecake. Finally, this is the time of year we're usually more concerned with the clothing men are taking off in public as opposed to what they might be wearing. A lot of indecent exposure this time of year, in
RJ
other words.
Diaz.
But in Idaho Falls, Idaho, 34-year-old William Falkington has been wearing a black bunny suit in public, and it disturbs people. He was last spotted hiding behind a tree, pointing his finger like a gun at a little boy. He's a guy in a black bunny suit behind a tree.
What a weirdo.
Doing the thing with a gun.
America prefers a white bunny.
I agree, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
But neighbors say they have also seen him wearing a tutu over the bunny suit.
Oh, that's way too much. Mm-hmm.
Police say they have contacted Mr. Falkington about this and that he told them that he understands the neighbors' concerns. Mm-hmm. But does he really? And from the home office in Florida, Winter Haven chapter, a 57-year-old man's been arrested for stealing women's thong panties from a store and stuffing them into his pants. Police say they don't know why the man did this, but I think they do, and they're just not saying. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Yeah. The show today was brought to you by Vistaprint.com for all your printing needs. Business cards, checks, calendars, keychains, magnets, a whole lot more. Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com, but please go through the link.
on our website.
Right.
Thanks so much. I'm now completely degenerating into the DJ voice for everybody in this room. This is Mr. Falkington saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Bunny suit.
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.